Ha huagestig ri CGSF, nached poing aun FM, Crowley vo Burnaby, British Columbia.
You almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Hi.
Whoa.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
I want to pull you in. I want you to feel comfortable. This is another suds segment where, you know, we really take beer very seriously
Very serious.
Very seriously. And that's why most of our shows aren't very funny. It's because we're so focused.
Yes.
And we're so in the zone.
It's not the crappy ride.
And there are no squirrels around at all.
This is crazy talk.
That is because Dave's in like 90% of them.
Yeah. Seriously.
I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana. And joining me at this esteemed table today is good old boy Caperton.
Who steamed the table?
Steam table. Steampunk.
Steampunk.
It's a healthy way to prepare punk.
It is, yes. The pores are clean.
Yeah, it's between a lager and an ale.
Hello.
Good old boy Sparky, hi.
Thanks once again for having me. As part of my federal work release program, helps to certify all of my credits.
He has an ankle monitor.
Don't let us forget to sign your paper before you leave.
Yeah.
Good thing you don't live near a school.
We're all about helping the government here.
Yes. My court-appointed podcast.
Can you validate my parking?
That'll come later. Good old boy Tim, hi.
Timmy, did you not do your homework?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
No, that he didn't do his homework. That's why it's been court-appointed that he be here.
Didn't know the photosphere from a chromosphere.
You know, I'm not down with homework. Weren't you at school
it's
long enough?
Just not your thing?
Yeah. It's like a job. Like you have your time of my time, and I get my time.
Sure, you're above my time. The home. Homework, above the.
He likes to keep work and school. Home separated.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep the schoolwork at school.
Mm-hmm. Work life balance.
Good old boy, Dave. Hi.
None of you look like I would pick you for success.
Oh,
ouch!
Really?
Fair enough.
I mean, not wrong, but
I include myself in that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, you know what? We're here. The bar is set low.
Yeah.
And we're going to rise above the expectations.
We're good enough.
And trip right over it.
Yeah.
It's on a PLS.
And you can't judge a book by its cover.
Correct.
Okay.
Unless it's a dirty book.
Unless it's like Mein Kampf. I think we know what's going to go on in that book.
50 Shades of Gray.
Pretty
sure. You can judge away on that one. Yeah.
It's pretty easy to figure that one out.
Right in there.
Necronomicon. Yeah.
Can you judge a beer by its can art? It's a serious question.
I do.
Just like wine labels.
And then sometimes you're disappointed.
Remember the brown notes? Anybody remember that beer?
Oh, I love it. Oh,
man.
Against the grain.
Against the grain, yeah.
It's the worst.
Okay, and what about...
They also make Citra Aston.
Yes, they absolutely did.
What about Kentucky Fried Chicken with the feathers?
With the feathers and stuff. I mean, never got that one.
Oh, we had a bottle. And it shed.
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it had actual feathers?
Oh, yeah.
It was tarred and feathered.
It was like waxed and feathered.
It was the thing. Yes. Okay.
Marketing.
But you don't get that anymore.
Okay. Well, let's digress. Maybe we'll talk about some can art here today. But we're going to do a double brewery takeover. Mm. How cool is that? The optimism, folks, in this room is overwhelming.
Yeah. He's more of a three brewery takeover guy.
I'd like to see us successfully take over one brewery. work our way up.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Well, I recently went home to Pennsylvania. For those of you that don't know, I am a proud card-carrying member of that state.
It's weird. You never talk about it.
Yeah. And if you've listened to this show for a while, you know I love showcasing new breweries from my home state. So I happened to be in Lancaster and went to a really cool package shop. And while I was there, I was introduced to these two breweries that we're going to talk about. Evergreen from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, which is near Harrisburg, our county seat. An Imprint Beer Company from Hatfield, PA. Not Hatfield and McCoy, for those of you Southern boys that are thinking that.
I was like, I know Hatfield.
Right.
Yeah,
that's but what it is. But Hatfield near Lansdale, which...
So even more inbreeding.
No.
Ouch.
Good old Lansdale.
Is that mining country still?
Slightly less.
Is that like Centralia?
How would you compare the
north,
level of
it's just north of Philadelphia.
It's where the dinosaurs went to die.
And the Lansdale exit for me on the turnpike, coming from Wilkes-Barre to Philadelphia, it was always the last one before I got to Valley Forge, and I always got excited because then I knew I was in Philly. Yeah. Okay. So, quick shout out to the beer and beverage shop in Lancaster because they were very, very helpful.
Helpful Anyways. Folks.
I think down here we say Lancaster.
Lancashire.
Lancaster.
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 I say Lancaster.
Probably Lancaster. All right. Good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us a bit about these two breweries?
Here comes the reading.
Here we go.
All right. For Imprint, it was established in 2018. We craft unique and creative beers from hazy IPAs to lusciously thick stouts.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
To mind-melting fruited sours.
Mind-melting.
My brain is Starburst. Melting. Our Hatfield tasting room... now open to everyone except McCoy's, for on-site pours, is directly adjacent to our 15-barrel quality tank solutions brew house. Like, nice name drop.
Yeah.
We offer beers, hard seltzers, and coffee
it's
to
essential.
Go.
Yeah.
I guess. From our Hatfield Brewery and our Pottstown. I bet I know what they sell in Pottstown.
Pottstown. Storefront.
There's a lot of good breweries.
There's an older brewery in Pottstown, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's been around for a second.
Or is that Pottsville? Actually, I don't
know, but I hear reggae music.
Either way, we recently co-developed a dedicated and exclusive food program. Cantina Rambo serves...
Rambo.
Gastropub farm with flair.
What?
Fairs with flair.
Fair with flair. That's fair with flair. Fusion street tacos, eclectic flatbreads, gastronomic sandwiches. That sounds, that makes my stomach hurt.
I was sad that it wasn't
an appetizer. Check us out
appetizers.
At canadaers.com. Okay.
Okay.
Enough for that. Evergreen, looking to embark on a new adventure. Lifelong friends, Norm and Larry.
Norm and Larry.
That's a great lifelong friends.
They sound like two guys who would be friends forever because nobody
else likes
them.
Open
the doors to Evergreen Brewing Company in Camp Hill, PA in 2016. Why a brewery? Well, why the hell not? Their friends would ask. Well, the new adventure had to connect the things that inspired them most. Community, uncapped creativity, and of course, beer. When Norm and Larry dream, they dream big. And that's in all caps, folks. Big.
Big.
Now you can enjoy their vision in their 10,000 square foot tap room and sip on beers straight from the 20 hectoliter brew house.
20 barrels.
That's 20 barrels. Thank you. With an open floor plan, guests can view the brew house and all its shining glory while sipping on a pint of the 75-foot at the 75-foot bar.
That's
complete
tall.
With string lights.
What?
Germans. Wow, they went all out tall. With the string lights. All right. Good job. German-style picnic tables. Have they exposed any wood? And two garage doors to bring in fresh air and sunshine.
Rustic.
The tap room's atmosphere is warm and inviting. the farm at our privately owned farm. This is another people's farm, man.
Farms.
We will be
farms
featuring 100% oak fermented. Now, okay, now they're really getting into something here.
Yeah. Okay.
100% oak fermented culture and lambic style beers, along with storing and creating hundreds of barrels and beers. We will also be growing and producing an assortment of local ingredients such as vegetables, fruit, and marijuana. Oh, I'm sorry. That says honey. To utilize in our daily operations and brewing process. There is no marijuana growing at their farm.
Okay. That we are aware of.
In case there are any federal officials.
Nudge. Wait, no, I'm just kidding.
What kind of honey is
good job, Larry and Norm.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Make your dream a reality.
And that was Evergreen, right?
Evergreen. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The other one is
Imprint.
Imprint. And they have some really cool can artists.
We will get to that.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Yes. We will.
Spoiler get to alert. That.
Yes. Yes. Speaking of can art. Okay. Good old boy, Tim. Why don't you give us today's lineup?
Yeah, Tim.
Oh, yeah, sure. I will. The Evergreen Brewing Company and Imprint Beer Company beers that we'll be trying today are the Forbizia Italian style Pilsner.
Bravissima.
From Evergreen Brewing Company. Fanta. The. I don't speak French or Italian. The next one is
or
French.
English.
Or English. Or the Lulu French style Saison, also from Evergreen. And the final one from Evergreen is the Everything is Better with Beer. Mm-hmm. Nice pun there.
Oh, see what they did there.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Get a little click, click. Ding, ding, ding.
I give you
that one. Okay. There it is.
And then the ones that we're having from Imprint Beer Company are the 2 IPA. 2 is in the number 2.
Hope the it's not a number 2.
3 to the third power or 3 cubed power. Oh, yeah. No, sorry. I messed up on that one. The 3 to the third power or the cubed triple dry hop. Oh, yeah, it's a triple dry hop triple IPA.
It's a big 3 and a little 3. How did you screw that up?
Well, tree.
Math.
It's
I don't know.
It's been a second since that class.
Yeah, and I guess that's actually all that we're going
to
have.
How big's a hectoliter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus a couple of bonus beers if we have time.
Oh, okay. So we'll see if we have time for the bonus beers. The cube, 3 to the 3 cubed might take us too far. That's 27.
Hard to
think
find.
It's 27.
That's outside the
hard
realm.
Hard to find
of
good help these days, folks.
Wow, it is. Okay, of note, the Evergreen website is kind of nice, and their food selection looks really, really yummy. I could see how them being like really farm to table.
Yeah,
if you check out their website, it's really beautiful. And flip side to that, Imprint, it's like Rob Zombie. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So we're going to do a dueling double brewery today.
Dueling double.
Yeah. Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah.
But first up, we're going to go to Evergreen in Camp Hill. And the first beer that we're going to talk about is the Forbizia Italian.
Scusi. Babbity boopy. Che cosa?
Che cosa?
Of course. This is a 4.95% ABV dry hopped Italian Pilsner to pair with all your risotto, gnocchi, and pizza. Fermented cold, dry hopped, and aged for an extended period, this one is herbaceous, semi-dry, and endlessly crushable in the dog days of summer, which we are in right now, by the way.
Hey, you know what we haven't done?
You know what would be good right now?
Oh! my gosh.
Some Sud ratings.
Sorry. Yeah.
I
was so exciting about the beer.
She's so excited.
Fired up.
Skipped right over.
We blew right past
the most important portion.
And I'll just go ahead and tell you that we will be discussing and rating these beers with the highly technical Suds ratings plus our patented signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings as follows. Anyway, a rating of 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. A rating of 2, was that a belch? A rating of 3, what a relief. A rating of 4, a body should not make that sound. And the highest rating, the hallowed 5. Listen to that hang time, brother. Give me another. There we go. Now that that's out of the way.
Thank you for making things right.
Look, the team that came up with those ratings, we have to put those in.
That's right.
That's true. We're contractually obligated.
There's a format we've got
to think the listener would have understood what we meant.
Yeah, what do you think?
No, you're absolutely right.
The ratings team
could have been backwards. 1 could have been the best, and 5 could have been the worst.
That's true.
Okay.
Okay, now let's drink some beer because I'm excited.
Okay. Herbaceous Italian Pilsner.
Yes.
Forbizia.
It smells pretty clean.
Italian Pilsner.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little floral. Clear.
When I first read this, I thought it was a crunky, dry-hopped Italian Pils, but it's crispy.
Do you feel like you got crunk?
Oh, man.
I think that's the new trend, the crunky boy.
It is.
Have a little crunky boy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Getting crunky
that's
with
what
it.
They call the 10%ers.
To go along with your glizzy.
Captain Crunky.
You can't say glizzy on the radio.
You just did.
Oh, we said it twice.
I'm liking this beer. I'm liking
this.
This
is so nice.
I like it. Nice.
This is summer.
This is summer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good thing it's still 90 degrees outside.
It's a little floral.
It works out great.
It does have a nice little floralness.
A little herbaceous for sure.
Subtle dry hop going on.
And then it finishes.
Yeah. And it's done. And it's no fuss. It's no muss. It's
easy
drinking.
No,
I mean, this is what I'm drinking these days. I don't know about you all, but
for sure.
4.95%. This is right in my
ring.
You know, you mentioned gnocchi. I've been making that like a lot this year. It's really not hard to make. I don't make any other pasta, but gnocchi is like super.
Though.
Yeah, I know.
Gnocchi. Yeah.
Potatoes.
It's just potatoes and ricotta and then a little bit of Parmesan. But that's gnocchi and some flour. And an egg, but it's like super easy to just like do that together. But I would love right now. I have this amazing penne al vodka sauce that I use. Well, it's an al vodka sauce, so it's a spicy. I usually do it with penne, but sometimes I do it with gnocchi. And I would love to just
do
this and that together. Yes. The spiciness cutting with this. Why are we not doing that right now? I failed you all. I'm sorry.
Get
your butt in the kitchen right now.
It's hard for me to not think of anything else now.
I know, right?
Tasting.
I wish this was a lot more of this. This was very tasty. Good job, Julie, bringing this back.
Yeah.
This is pleasant. I mean, and I think, is it safe to say that this year kind of was the year of the Pilsner and...
I hear that every year. So I'm a little tired of hearing it. But I'm just going to drink my Pilsners and enjoy them and not care what year
right,
it is.
Right.
You
know? Right.
Yeah.
I'm with Tim.
Yeah.
This is the 2022s, man. No, nothing matters. It's all good.
Do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
And
it's all good.
I'll be over here having some crispy boys.
Yeah.
But there have been, I've noticed that this style has not been neglected.
Yeah.
The Italian Pilsner.
Yeah.
When I was a bartender, we had Peroni.
Yeah, Peroni. Yeah. And, oh, God, what's the M? There's another one that begins with an M.
And they have a red.
Moretti?
Yeah.
No, it's not Moretti.
Moroni?
No.
Man, I'm embarrassed.
I like the Italian style.
And I think.
I mean, do.
Does anyone, what? I think the Italian just means it's dry hop with some European variety.
Right.
That's it.
So
I think we discussed that previously on the show.
Did we?
I think so.
We've had at least like one I said, other Italian.
One made it Italian. Yeah. I think that was.
Well, I think we did a Pilsner show or something. I don't know. That's the problem
this
with the
is
beer
good,
show.
Very good from the
very tasty
Evergreen Brewery.
Evergreen,
and they didn't overdo the dry hops. You know, it's
no, it's dialed in.
Very balanced,
McCoy, Pennsylvania.
I just want to tell you.
No, this is Camp Hill.
Is this in the county seat?
Please, Louise.
Near the county.
Oh, it's near the county seat.
Well, yeah, near the
I got
state
touched
seat,
in my county
say.
Seat once.
Okay. Okay. Wow, we're not going to go there. But
we are going to rate this beautiful Pilsner a 5, though.
Okay.
Sparky just dirtied up the whole show.
Sorry, guys.
All right. Now let's talk about Lulu.
Lulu.
Yes, Lulu.
The singer?
French style Cezanne.
Well, my stepdad's from Paris. Not big deal. He taught me how to say croissant.
You're going to hear a lot of that when you go overseas.
I hope that was a real quote and not a satire.
I did ask the person leading the group, the international group, like, is it okay to refer to them, Fritz as freedom fries? I'm not sure what the things are. And I was told very quickly that I would be,
shut up.
That you're banned. Yes.
It happens a lot.
Okay.
A lot.
Sure. Well, this is a 6% ABV rustic saison brewed with a base of Pilsner and wheat malt and then added select hop varieties and fermented with an expressive saison strain with notes of lemon peel, springtime buds, take that as you will, black pepper, and crackly mineral water.
I can believe pretty much all those things.
Crackly mineral water?
Yeah.
You know, this is interesting because I was really kind of getting like Cezanne-y kind of stuff out of this, but
as
it's cold fermented cold, which is kind of a catch there for a Cezanne lover like me.
You should ferment it a little bit.
You should let it warm up.
Do you detect the minerality though in this?
I don't know that I detect a lot of minerality, but I do taste the yeast.
Maybe a little,
And I think I wonder why pro brewers do the cold fermenting of Saison sometimes. I think I really do. I've not discussed this with any of these guys, but I think they're just so used to doing ales that they can't.
Warm ferment.
They can't make their.
They don't want to adjust their gear.
They can't make their brain.
Wrap around
a 80 degree ferment or something like that. But I think you do hold back a lot of the, it's weird that they use the words expressive because I think you hold the yeast back when you ferment it cold.
Unless
like
they have a really strong Saison yeast to counteract the fact that they are cold.
I think they're
fermenting.
Trying to avoid some of the things that just come along with Saison yeast, like bubblegummy flavors and stuff like that.
Are you just saying it was cold fermented? Because you...
It says it here, Tim, doesn't it?
No, that was the Pilsner was.
I read the wrong one, and I thought this was supposed
read the
to
wrong
be an
one.
This
IPA.
Is just fermented with an expressive saison.
So this is just expressive, so it's not cold fermented.
Well, I mean,
I didn't realize this was a saison, and when I drank it, so this tastes like a saison because it's a saison.
We're waiting for the next part of that.
It actually tastes. Yeah. It's actually really good.
Sparky thought it was like a really jacked up Nipah.
I feel better knowing that it wasn't cold fermented because
I mean,
I don't know what they. Yeah,
because you are right. I think a lot of
pro brewers
don't.
Yeah,
yeah. I think maybe they're just concerned and take the safer route. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I do get like a lot of pepper.
Plenty of pepper out of this one. Yeah, and definitely the minerality of it for certain. Strangest any IPA I've ever had. No.
Yeah. I mean, if you said there was a little rye in here, I would say, I taste it. But I guess that must just be the expressive.
It's a good drinking beer, though. It's good.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's solid.
Does it pass the Saison, Mr. Saison?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, wow.
Do you find it acceptable?
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I'd drink this.
And I'm thinking that Lulu might be a dog.
Might be a dog.
Oh. A Frenchie? That is a Frenchie.
Yeah.
God, those poor inbred, disastrous animals. God love them.
They're still so cute.
They're adorable.
Yeah. But they are.
Can't beat them.
One of our friends said, that since it's French, it's probably a diastatic yeast. One of our friends we were discussing earlier.
Indeed.
Always gets hung up on diastatic yeast.
Yeah. Keep it away.
It's really nice, though. And $3.25 a can for the Pilsner, $3.75 a can.
There you go.
For
this guy getting paid to drink.
Yeah. Yep.
God bless them for passing the savings back to America.
Yeah. I mean, that like French Saison, Bell Saison, you know, yeast is definitely diastatic.
Yeah.
Diastaticus. Yep. So
dries out really nice.
The Frenchie with the French yeast makes a French Saison.
How crazy is it, like, if you had said 10 years ago that you could get a decent American-made Saison in a can?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, right. What?
Near the county seat.
It might have come right out of the county seat. There's a possibility that...
It's a definite possibility.
Yeah.
I'm French!
Well, and I should... It's the capital. I keep wanting to refer to it as county seat because, like, here in Nashville, I keep hearing that phrase, you know, for Nashville, but Harrisburg is our capital.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So let me clarify that. But another really... And so these are two just very beautiful and simplistic and well-executed beers.
Yeah.
Right?
No complaints.
Absolutely, yeah.
Larry
and
Norm are
pretty different.
Nothing.
Very different styles.
Yeah. Nothing gimmicky going on
here. Different equipment.
Yeah.
Everything about it is...
Yeah. Not unless good beer is a gimmick, you know, but... But nothing gimmicky.
Where's the Nipah with Fruit Loops?
Yeah. No Strata.
It's coming.
Strata.
I mean, they got to keep the lights on too. Let's be honest. My other question though, the people of this area of Pennsylvania, you know, do you think they would grab it? Like that Pilsner is a very classic style. Yeah.
They would crush that.
Yeah, I think so. Because there's a lot of Quakers in that area too, and there's a lot of, well, Pennsylvania still has a lot of like immigrant towns where you still have things segregated. I mean, like, I can go back home to Scranton and I still know where the Irish section is. I still know where the Italian section is. I mean, Pittston is still very Italian. Like,
that's interesting.
I mean, there's a little, there's
lots
German communities. Yeah. Oh, gosh, yes. Pennsylvania hasn't. I mean, yes, things have evolved and changed, but there's still the essence of that there. Anyways, so what are we going to rate this beautiful beer? We are going to rate it a 4.
Yeah. Nice.
And that's for Lulu.
I wonder if they played with it. Obviously, they probably monkeyed around with the water chemistry, you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially get that minerality and,
crackle,
there's no question.
You can't make regular water crackle.
Right.
Well, I think I know my...
It's like when they move.
If I know my geography well, I think the Susquehanna is going through.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't everyone sort of complain when they moved Rolling Rock production out of
Latrobe
and then
didn't bother the water chemistry at all?
It is the mighty Susquehanna that is running through,
and that just flows right out of the county seat, right?
Yeah, absolutely, through
whole
it.
Seat.
Right through
that water's a little muddy.
You're getting all wet. You know, you're getting those pants
just
wet.
A little north.
Of yeah. There. Yeah, water gets a little muddy when it flows.
Turn left at the cow.
Lancaster? Ah, I've never been to Lancaster.
Okay.
Well, anyways.
What are you looking at? What are you doing?
I'm trying to be.
The mighty Susquehanna.
He's got like maps
and
stuff.
Hey, look, we have called it mighty Susquehanna for years. Because that
tube down there?
Because that thing will, it will.
Flood.
It'll get you.
It will.
It'll get you.
Because it comes from New York around the Binghamton area. And when you have an early thaw, you honestly do worry about flood stage. Especially in Wilkes-Barre, we've had a few.
What do you call those mud boots? What do you call those things?
Rubbers?
Black boots. Do they have a little funny name for muck boots or something?
Oh yeah, muck.
Muckluck. Muckluck.
Muckluck is a brand.
I bet they got those bad boys.
Oh, yeah. Wow, this is a really...
I just always had my Chippewas, but that's just
mucka.
Me.
Okay.
How about we have a Biroba?
All right.
High waters.
So
throat drying up.
I think it's
Davey
story
thirsty.
Time.
Do we okay? Oh, if we have time for a story?
Story time.
All right. It's very tilly.
I think it's time for a story.
I like stories.
Okay.
Take it away, Timmy.
Timmy, tell us a story.
Timoth.
Yeah, well, why don't we hear about the Ohio tree trimmer who is expected to survive after suffering 20,000 bee stings.
Whoa.
What?
Baby 20,000. He's going to survive, so.
That's an estimate. Okay, it's an estimate.
Holy I doubt they counted. I mean, the man's mother said he felt like a porcupine following the frightening attack.
Gosh.
I guess she was
no doubt
feeling the welts.
It probably only felt like 17,000, though. I heard you can only feel the first 17,000.
Yeah, it's sort of like IBUs in a really...
Exactly. After the first 100, you're done.
Yeah. So this Ohio man, he now, thankfully, he's awake from a coma. went into a coma.
Good.
After he suffered, quote unquote, at least 20,000 bee stings last week.
That's...
This poor man, Austin Bellamy, 20 years old. Wow. 20,
young, that's young,